T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour number 3, episode 78 of the most interactive sports radio show in the upstate of South Carolina. What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? So good to be here. Mark Ryan back in the saddle, out sick yesterday. Any of you that have ever had gallstones, man, I feel for you. The gall of those stones, man. I'm just here to tell you, they're it's unbelievable. And I'm not out of the woods yet, but I'm moving in the right direction. And for that, I feel grateful and good, but the weekend and yesterday was not a ton of fun. You know, every once in a while, if you're honest with yourself, every once in a while, you kind of enjoy a sick day, right? Because, okay, I can be sick with the flu, and I can just relax and watch movies and feel sorry for myself. And every once in a while, those days are therapeutic. There's nothing therapeutic about a stone, man. There's nothing at all.
Believe it or not, I sympathize with you because my wife had gallstones. They asked me if I wanted to keep them. She had to have them removed.
No.
These things were like the size of acorns or buckeyes, and I don't know if you've ever seen an actual buckeye before. And then she had to have her gallbladder removed. And I also, the first year that I worked in radio, a guy I worked with almost passed out on the air from gallstones. His face went completely white. He backed up in his chair, and I'm like, oh, my God, what am I supposed to do? But he finished out the show. So I understand that there's a lot of pain involved in this.
There's no doubt about it, man. And, Lonzo, I'll ask you this. What is a buckeye? Do you know?
It's a poison nut.
It's a nut, right?
It's a poison nut.
Right. So, so 1 year, and this is, you know how they do those signs for college game day? And when they're at college game day, the fans in the background have signs. I love the signs for college game day. 1 year, 5 or 6 years ago, USC, the real USC, the Trojans, they were playing Ohio State. And there was a sign, and I'll never forget this, that is my favorite sign in the history of college game day. An Ohio State fan had the sign that read, what's USC, Lonzo? What's their mascot? You know it, right?
The Gamecocks.
No, the real USC.
The Gamecocks.
Come on, Lonzo. You don't know the mascot of the LA-based USC?
Yes, I do know.
What are they?
It's some sort of Roman soldier. You're trying to get me to say something I'm not going to say. They're Trojans, okay?
They're Trojans, right? Okay, so the sign said, Trojans can't cover these nuts.
See, I tried to stop him, ladies and gentlemen. I knew he gets a look in his eye when he's going a certain direction.
Yeah, it's a,
I tried to derail it.
It's a look of happiness that I'm about to make you uncomfortable. That's the sign. It made it on TV. If it made it on TV, it's good enough for our show.
I do need to ask you, though, have you ever eaten buckeyes before?
Why? You said they're poisonous.
Yeah, but there's a different kind of buckeye.
Well, you're just trying to kill
me. No. These are peanut butter covered in chocolate.
And it's a poison nut, you just said.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, you see my producer's trying to get me killed here? Lonzo, that sounds like it would be great for somebody with gallstones.
People out there have eaten chocolate buckeyes before. I'm not talking about actual buckeyes. They look like them, but they're not really them. I was going to offer you some at some point, but never mind.
Yeah. What Lonzo means is people out there have eaten chocolate buckeyes before. They then died shortly thereafter. A poison nut.
All right, I will keep them all for
just me. For that, I got another sign to share with you. Trojans have a leaky defense. I just want to let you know. It's very good to know that. All right, we do it each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get to this, I need to let you know that as soon as we have concluded the top 3 of 3 today, voting on the championship round of our pet peeve bracket will open. As soon as we have concluded the top 3 at 3 today. All right, the top 3 at 3 starts now. Get it? All right, folks, the draft lottery's today. Where will Zion Williamson go? I love it. He's going to go number one. The team that wins the lottery is never going to trade him. He should go number one. Really enjoyed a SportsCenter feature on Zion Williamson. They showed a lot of Spartanburg over the weekend, a lot of his high school teammates, high school coaches, really kind of shed some light on the high character that Zion Williamson possesses. Tonight's the Zion lottery, ladies and gentlemen, and whom is going to win? The Knicks have a 14% chance, as do the Cavs, the Phoenix Suns, the Chicago Bulls, the Atlanta Hawks, and the Washington Wizards. But folks, I'd like to see Zion go to the Chicago Bulls. I think that team, that city, is clamoring for a basketball superstar. And I feel like, I don't know, Lonzo, I feel lucky. They're telling me 12.5% chance for the Bulls, but I feel lucky with this prediction. I feel like we're going to be talking about me being right tomorrow on Zion. I think he'd be a great fit there. But my topic today on the draft and how sports leagues do drafts, I've got a problem with it. And folks, I want to propose an idea to change those drafts to you. See, why is it that in all the professional sports, we reward teams for performing worse than mediocre? The very worst teams in the league get the number one pick in the draft. And why do we do that? Because we're trying to make it fair? Have awful teams in the league deserved deserve receiving a handout for the best players in the draft? Did the Arizona Cardinals deserve Kyler Murray? What did they do to earn Kyler Murray despite being bad at their jobs? In what other job do we reward poor performance? Okay, the answer is none. I've been in another profession where we do teaching. Kids perform poorly, they're not doing their work, and I'm supposed to still pass every single one of them. It's part of the wussification of America, and it's part of the softening of us as a society. And I, for one, hate that. So here's what I propose, folks, and tell me what you think. You put all 30 teams into you give each of the 30 teams one ping pong ball, and you randomize it. And whatever the order is, 1 through 30, that the ping pong machine spits out, that's your order for the NFL draft. But I can hear you crying, but Mark Ryan, then you're telling me the Patriots could potentially get the number one pick? The Golden State Warriors could potentially get the number one pick? That's what I'm telling you. Potentially speaking, yes. But haven't they earned the right to have a shot by their great play, by their great performance? Look, the Patriots would have the same shot to get the number one overall pick that the Arizona Cardinals do. Let's stop rewarding poor performance. I hate the way the draft lotteries are done. I hate the way they're carried out. Because the reality is, the Knicks, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Phoenix Suns don't deserve Zion Williamson. And Zion Williamson doesn't deserve having to go to those hopeless situations with horrible owners. Next up, I don't understand this from either side. Tavian Feaster is leaving Clemson because he's behind ETN on the depth chart. It's hard for me to respect that. It's hard for me to respect a culture in which kids leave a situation that's challenging because they're not getting the playing time they feel they deserve. In 2016, if you look at the top 25 high school quarterbacks entering college football from high school in 2016, 17 of the 25 are no longer with the school that they initially signed with. Incredible, right? Felipe Franks of Florida still is. Jake Bentley of South Carolina still is. But only 8 of 25 still are. It's a culture where if you don't get your way, you take your football and you leave and you go somewhere else and you go home. So I've got less respect for Tavian Feaster for transferring from Clemson today. I think he would continue to improve by practicing with someone better than he is in ETN. But the thing I really don't get, ladies and gentlemen, is South Carolina violating one of Mark Ryan's 10 commandments on sports fandom. You cannot violate this commandment. You cannot do that. Thou must not be employed or accept a scholarship by your rival school at any point during your existence, punishable by death. Thou must not do that. Folks, why in the hell are the Gamecocks recruiting Tavian Feaster? because he makes the running back position better for them, you say? So what? Some things in life are about principle. In no way, shape, or form, Florida State University could offer me $150,000 a year to be the voice of the Seminoles, and the constitution of whom I am doesn't permit me to accept that. I can't do it. I wish sports teams held the same principles that I do. I wish Will Muschamp understood that you can never consider adding a Clemson Tiger to the team. I wish Tavian Feaster never would consider going to the South Carolina Gamecocks. There are certain things that are bigger than sports, and the Palmetto rivalry is certainly one of them. Schools considering Tavian Feaster, other than South Carolina, are Alabama, Oklahoma, Virginia Tech, East Carolina, and Texas. And he needs to choose one of those other schools. How do you feel as a Gamecock fan that your school is going after a Clemson Tiger? Does it get to you like it does to me? And what about Tavian Feaster leaving because he wants to be the workhorse back and ETN is better than he is? I think it's weak sauce, man. Weak sauce. Total weak sauce. And finally, the number one on today's top three at three today, and I think this is fantastic. The network Fox has announced that they're going to put their best college football game of the day at noon every single Saturday. You know how the noon slate of games always sucks? It's always like Wisconsin against Minnesota. You know, it's like the best game you get at noon each and every week in college football. I am so over that. You have to wait for the SEC on CBS game at 3:30 to get anything good. And Clemson loses out here because they play in the All-Cupcake Conference. There's very few games there that anyone cares about. The best Clemson games are played against SEC schools, Texas A&M and South Carolina, last year and this year. But now Fox is putting its best game of the day right at noon to give us great games at all three time slots of the day. The noon time slot, the 3:30 Eastern time slot, the 7 o'clock time slot. It is, listen, we're going to get to see these great games now. We're not going to have to choose. It's going to be freaking fantastic, and I can't wait. Hey, listen, amen to another network for giving us, the fans of college football, an improved day and an improved product. No more Wisconsin versus Minnesota at noon for this guy, and no more Wisconsin at Minnesota at noon for you either. It is going to be freaking fantastic. Those are the day's top three at three. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do any number of ways on the most interactive sports radio show in South Carolina. 1-844-477-3776 is the number. 1-844-GSP-ESPN. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter, at ESPN Upstate, at Mark Ryan on Air, M-A-R-C Ryan on Air, at Lonzo on Word. And email, if you'd like to email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Folks, I've delayed long enough. It is time when we return to get to the championship matchup in our pet peeve bracket. Now, the time for you to call in, the time for you to text in, is right now. 1-844-477-3776. It's Offsides on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get right to it. The championship. Our efforts, we are going to crown the biggest pet peeve in the upstate region. What is the biggest pet peeve of you? Here we go. The answer, the winner of this vote will officially be crowned the greatest pet peeve of the upstate region. And you have a chance to speak for your region right now. It is in the championship matchup. The one-upper, that friend that always has something better than you and he lets you know it. Whatever your accomplishment, he's achieved more, he's achieved better. Versus the slow driver in the fast lane. Slow driver in the fast lane. The one-upper off to a fantastic start. Up 54 to 46% early in the voting. Here's how you can vote. On Twitter, we have a poll on at ESPN Upstate. On our webpage, all you got to do is go to ESPNUpstate.com. You'll see Mark Ryan's pet peeve bracket right there. Click on it. Just log in with your Facebook login, and you'll be able to vote. You will take your calls right now if you'd like to make your case, if you want to share with us which side you're voting for, 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. And we will also take your votes on the text line. On the text line at 71307, just start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Here we go. The championship matchup. We've been building for this. We've been waiting for this. Upstate, who do you got? The one-upper or the slow driver in the fast lane? Which is the biggest pet peeve to you? Which is the biggest pet peeve in the Upstate region? Incredible, incredible that we've made it here thus far. Let's recap a little bit while we can here. Let's recap what it's taken to get us to this particular point. In the Elite Eight, in the Pardon the Interruption region, we had the movie talker against being interrupted in a conversation. The movie talker advanced into the Final Four. Also in this bracket, Netflix's Are You Still Watching Warnings, The Last Minute Canceler, Placed on Hold, Snoring, Bad Cell Service. All right. So the movie talker was the winner, was the entrant out of the Pardon the Interruption bracket into the Final Four. Next, we look at the Driving Us Crazy bracket. That included the bicyclist hogging the road, the bass bumper, who's that guy that is rocking bass so loud at 2 in the morning through your neighborhood, not dimming your high beams, not going when it's green, unnecessarily honking that rude honker. The light turns green for half a second. He's already blaring on you from behind, not signaling, the lane merge cutter, and the slow driver in the fast lane. And in the Elite Eight, the slow driver in the fast lane won over bicyclist hogging the road in the Driving Us Crazy region. Now to the Gross Misconduct region. We have in the Gross Misconduct region, we had not flushing the toilet versus sniffles, licking your fingers versus dude not washing their hands after the urinal, otherwise named as Lonzo. Then we had smacking your food, not putting the cap on your toothpaste, and picking your nose. In the Elite Eight, we had not flushing the toilet versus smacking your food. And not flushing the toilet was the winner in that particular region.
I was doing well. I would have had it until this point. The smacking your food, I am just shocked that it got beat here. To me, this is a major upset because I think this should have represented that bracket.
Well, but smacking your food is not as gross as not flushing the toilet, Lonzo.
It's not as gross to you, but it's very gross to a lot of people. Because, again, you can reach over and flush the toilet if someone doesn't do it. Yeah, it's nasty, but then it's gone. If someone smacks their
necessarily.
Food, you can't go up to someone in a restaurant and go, hey, man, I'm trying to eat my food, and you're smacking your food, and it's disgusting. Could you please stop? You can't do that.
Listen, you might meet my old man later this week, Lonzo. My old man
is... I like
is,
the might part.
My old man, I haven't decided if I want to subject them to you yet. It's a dangerous proposition, Lonzo. But my old man is the king of food smacking, okay? And you will have to have a chat with him about that, okay? Because nobody smacks their food longer or more loudly.
You know, I'm not saying
than my,
that I,
than my old man.
I'm not saying that I doubt you, but I would actually have to be in a situation where it was a meal type thing.
We'll take you out to dinner.
See how I did that? Got a free meal out of it. Oh, you didn't say I was.
We're talking like sucking the bone marrow out. We're sucking bones on your steaks. We're talking everything, man. Italians do that because the sanctity of the food and the enjoyment of the food comes before manners. In Italian family. If you're Italian, you know what I'm talking about. All your Italian relatives smack their food. You know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, upstate, you're with me on this? You follow me on this, right? So, we had not flushing toilet, beating smacking in the Elite Eight, much to Lonzo's dismay. And then we go to the that guy bracket. No one ever wants to be that guy. In the that guy bracket, we had the ghoster, which is the person in the dating realm or friend realm that just suddenly stops responding to you and never gives you a reason why. They don't answer your phones. They don't answer your calls. They don't answer your texts. They don't answer anything.
We had a drummer ghost us once.
Really?
Yes. He just disappeared off the face of the earth. And, you know, I mean, no
and you
calls.
Thought he died.
No,
he might as well have died.
This was pre-cell phone. So, I mean, you know, so if he doesn't answer his home phone, you're done. And if I remember right, I think he changed his number. I mean, that's pretty bad.
The ghosting to me might be my biggest pet peeve, and it didn't even get out of the first round. We're adults. We should be able to tell people, hey, I'm not really interested in being your friend. I'm not really interested in dating anymore. That's what adults do. But that the ghoster lost to more than 10 items in the less than 10 items lane. I am guilty of that from time to time. The close talker versus the gym grunter, the close talker advanced. The stranger that wants to be your Facebook friend versus the one-upper got by that one. And the close pooper, the person who comes and sits next to you in the stall with multiple open versus the name dropper, the close pooper one. In the Elite Eight in this region, it was the close talker versus the one-upper, and the one-upper was victorious in that particular bracket, all of which gave us a fantastic Final Four that had the movie talker against the slow driver in the fast lane. And we also had the not flushing the toilet versus the one upper, which gets us to the finals, which are here right now. Text in your votes. Call in if you'd like. 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN, and away you go. The slow driver in the fast lane versus the one-upper. Lonzo, what is the case for the one-upper? If you're making a case as to why the one-upper should win this, what is your case?
See, here's the problem. Just like with the smacking the food for you, that didn't bother you. The one-upper doesn't bother me because I've been in radio over 20 years, and this building is full of one-uppers. That's what radio is. People going back and forth, seeing who can out. Even in certain offices, like we'll say management, it's just one-upping, back and forth, one-liners. Back and forth, seeing who could do the best. You haven't been in.
That's competition, no, Lonzo. No. But a one-upper friend. But a one-upper, is always like, I've got a better car than
that,
you. I've
so
got
you're
a better...
saying that's not competition. That is competition. That one-upper, he wants to beat you. That's why he's one-upping.
Yeah, but okay. Competition is one thing. Friends should not be saying that to other friends, though. You know, friends should not be trying to get a prettier wife than you or a prettier girlfriend than
I
you.
I don't have
better,
any friends, so I'll take your
you.
Word for it.
I appreciate your honesty today, Lonzo. I really, really do. Okay, a check on the text line where the slow driver in the fast lane is doing very, very well thus far. Why? Why is the slow driver in the fast lane a better and a more deserving champion than the one-upper or the person who doesn't flush
See,
the toilet?
You're trying to learn this area, and I've worked here for quite some time and in talk radio for over 20 years, and one of the biggest topics has been the slow driver in the left lane. People absolutely hate that. It's cause of probably the majority of road rage. I'm having incidents of that since you put this on this thing every single night when I go home.
Well, that's because I've created it, Lonzo.
Yeah.
It may have something to do
with you telling them what I'm driving, too. So
it's the law of attraction, yeah. Lonzo. It's the law of attraction. Right. What you think about will be, right? And thus far, you've been hit with the slow driver on the fast lane.
Hey, just get over,
because you're speeding. You're speeding. And you don't need to be speeding down these roads, right? You're speeding. So, Lonzo, I'm going to take your official vote.
You've been in the car
here
with me one time, and I did not speed.
You were speeding.
No, we could only go 25 on 85, so don't even try that.
You were speeding. Okay, so Lonzo, your vote is officially the slow driver in the fast lane.
Oh, definitely, without a doubt.
My vote is going to be for the one-upper. Who should win this ultimate bracket, this ultimate pet peeve bracket, folks, that we have for you today? What is the greatest pet peeve? Lonzo's given me an edumacation here. He's saying, look, people call about this all the time here. So is that, in fact, in our upstate region, is the slow driver in the fast lane the thing that spoils your spuds the most? Is that really does it brown your boxers the most, the slow driver in the fast lane? Now is your chance to let us know. 1-844-477-3776. Text line is absolutely blowing up. 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. And the Twitter poll is up for you. It's also up on the webpage, ESPNUpstate.com. We are tabulating all the votes from the different areas. We will put them together. We will announce the winner tomorrow on the show, and I can't wait.
I'm keeping a close eye on this. I'm looking at the Twitter page right now, and it's at 68% for the slow driver.
Good start.
If a comeback happens, a miraculous comeback, I may need a recount. That's all I'm saying.
Let's texter says, let's be like Germany and send slow drivers in the fast lane to jail. I like it. This guy's kind of like Mark's 10 commandments of sports fandom. You must never become employed or sign a scholarship with your arch rival. Tavian Feaster, I'm talking to you, punishable by death. All right. Coming up next on the show, we'll continue to take your votes through the end of the show. Yours truly will make his conference finals championship predictions, and we'll do that next, right here on the most interactive sports radio show in South Carolina. You're Offsides on ESPN Upstate.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. A texter says, the one that really sends me over the edge is the slow driver that speeds up to keep you from passing. If you can believe it, I had somebody do that to me one time, and this person, I wish them a fiery death in hell, Lonzo. On, you know those, two-lane roads where you've got people coming in either direction, and you got a slow guy in front of you, and the line becomes dotted so you're allowed to pass them, right? I had a guy one time, I go to pass that guy with no one else around, and he speeds up, which could result in my death, right? If I can't pass him, and then another car starts coming along the other way, I die. There's a special place in hell for people like that. Really, real special place in
hell.
Did
you get past him?
Oh, I did, because okay. I gunned it like nobody's business.
Good for you.
A check. Penny Davenport, by the way, has sent us a recipe. By the way, Michael Stathakis went. Remember when Lance Burns earlier in the show, we were asking the question, is it Cam Newton's job to groom Will Greer? I think it's the most awkward instance in sports. Lance Burns said the worst thing he's ever had to do was train a guy at his job who was married to his ex-fiance. Michael Stathakis is jumping out of his window, Game of Thrones style at that. I agree. Hall of Fame Sports Grill says, welcome back. So glad you're feeling better. Thank you so much. Looking forward to my next time out at Hall of Fame Sports Grill. Fantastic place. Penny Davenport gave me a recipe for chocolate poison nuts. You're all trying to kill me. It's incredible how this is happening over here. All right, incredible. Michael Stathakis says, if Feaster goes off somewhere else, people will sit there, and he doesn't go to South Carolina, people will sit there and chirp Muschamp for letting Feaster leave his state. He's trying to recruit the best players he can. He doesn't have the option to pick and choose. He needs to win games. Not with Clemson Tigers. not with Clemson
Tigers.
You know,
along that lines, there's all these complaints about good recruits from South Carolina going elsewhere. Feaster played in Spartanburg, so they're trying to keep him in state. I'm sorry, I think you're wrong.
You're not allowed to cross party lines there. Michael Stathakis continues, I got flipped off and passed today on a double yellow line after driving 5 miles an hour over the speed limit through a school zone. People are angry. He got flipped off for driving five over in a school
angry
zone.
Angry drivers here, man. They really
hey,
are.
Guys, true story here. I went, Lonzo, 20 years without getting a speeding ticket. And then in Pasadena, Texas, where I taught, I received three speeding tickets, three speeding tickets in an 11-month period, okay? Because it was a speed trap there, and they would get you for going three over.
Was it the same cop every time? Because I would be thinking targeting.
But one of them was an area on a main road, like a main road that has three lanes. So similar to Woodruff, kind of, you know how Woodruff is a main road here? A main road suddenly goes into a school zone, and then there's no warning for over a mile that you've left the school zone, and people start to speed up around you because, the school zone must be over now. And I got pulled over, Lonzo, for going 29 in a 20. And I looked at the cop and I said, am I really the guy you're after? I mean, this has got to be a record. I'm getting a ticket for going 29 miles an hour when there was no sign and the speed zone was like a mile and a half. The school zone was like a mile and a half ago. Incredible. Incredible, man. So anyway, I want to do this. I want to pick our winners in the conference finals here, okay? Because we've got, look, Portland, I said it on April 22nd. They're my pick to represent the West in the conference finals. I don't pick anyone over Golden State, but I picked them to make it this far, and they upset the Denver Nuggets. They got here. The Golden State Warriors, much to my dismay, beat my Houston Rockets in the conference finals. Lonzo, I know you were rooting for my Rockets, so I really appreciate that. But no, you weren't? No?
No. Remember, I told you I had that uneasy feeling that they couldn't get it done.
Yeah, no, they couldn't. They didn't get it done. They were 2-2 against the Warriors when the Warriors had Kevin Durant. They were 0-1.5 against the Warriors when they didn't have Kevin Durant. The Warriors did better against the Rockets, minus the best player in the world. Never seen anything like it. So here we go. Golden State against Portland. Series begins tonight. Lonzo, who do you got and why?
I'm going with Golden State. I don't want to, but they're the better team. And I don't even like talking about this. Unfortunately, they're probably going to win the whole thing again. I hate it, but they play better without Durant. It just seems like they do. It frees up Curry and Klay has been lights out.
I think we need to make the distinction. They're not better without Kevin Durant.
I said they play
because,
better.
Because they're not as deep. They're different. And I think Steph and Klay are more motivated without Kevin Durant. So your pick to win in how many games?
I pick Golden State to win in five.
I'll take Golden State to win in six. I think right now, before they get Kevin Durant back, I think Portland's got a great chance to get a game in Golden State, get one of these first two games. And then I think they've got a great chance to get a game in Portland, but it's not going to go more than six. I think Portland surprises you. I think they make it competitive. Golden State's got the best backcourt in the NBA in Steph and Klay. For Portland to be able to win this series and or compete, Lillard and McCollum have to be better than Curry and Klay. Are they capable of being better than Steph Curry and Klay Thompson? That is the challenge that faces Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. Over to the East, and we haven't gotten to this, Lonzo, because it happened on Sunday, and it's now a Tuesday show. The shot from Kawhi Leonard to beat the Sixers is the most heartbreaking way to lose a sporting event in the history of mankind. I loved it. Look, I don't hate the Sixers. That was freaking fantastic. There are pictures of that are the best pictures in sports that I've ever seen. Incredible. Kawhi Leonard is playing better than I thought he was capable of playing. I mean, literally, no one on the Raptors wanted to shoot a shot in that game seven, and Leonard carried them with 40 points. Now he gets his shot at the Bucks. Who's got the better superstar, the Bucks or the Raptors? Who's a better player, Giannis or Kawhi Leonard? Milwaukee fought all year long for the home court advantage. They've got it. Milwaukee against Toronto. Who do you got and why?
I got to say, I was rooting for the 76ers to win. My wife and I were watching. We were really disappointed when that shot went down. That was a great shot. I still think luck had a lot to do with it.
Oh, totally.
Man, that thing bounced forever. I am going to go with Milwaukee, and they've been one of, if not the best game in the East all year long, and I love the Greek Freak, and I don't like Kawhi because Kawhi set out, acted like he was still hurt because he was unhappy where he was, and got his way and went somewhere else. I can't root for a guy like that.
It's not about who you're rooting for.
I dislike him almost as much as I do KD. I just said Milwaukee. Milwaukee's going to win. I'm going to say in six.
Have you ever had a shot in basketball that hit the rim four times before going in?
No, but I've made some shots that there's no way in the world I should have made.
I had a shot that went in one time, Lonzo, that bounced on the rim six times. Okay? Now, no lie. Six times it bounced on the rim before it fell. And I was reminded of that by watching Kawhi Leonard. I like the Bucks. I also like the Bucks in six games. I think it's a close series. I think it's a competitive series. But look, and I realize by us picking six games, we're picking Milwaukee to close it out in Toronto. Game six will be in Portland for Golden State. Game six will be in Toronto for Milwaukee. I think Portland is going to be competitive. I think Toronto is going to be competitive. But I don't think many people realize just how good Milwaukee is. Only team in the league to win 60 games this year. They won 51 of their 60 games by double digits. Now think about that. That's not just winning the most games in the league. That's dominating your opposition. People don't realize how good Milwaukee is. A classic case of the sum being greater than the individual parts. Second best player, Chris Middleton. Catch my drift. No doubt about it, Boston a more talented team than Milwaukee in the second round. No doubt about it, Milwaukee a better team than Boston. Milwaukee in six over Toronto. Golden State by in six over Portland. Coming up next, 26 seconds to prove to you that it's by far the best show on sports television. That's next. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Email coming into the show. Bill Backus emailed me and said, "Hey, bud, so how would you feel if Tavian Feaster transferred to Florida? Would you like him then?" Listen, Florida's not Clemson's rival. I don't want him if he went to Florida State. I'll accept him if he wants to go to Florida. But I still kind of, I don't know, guys. I mean, am I on an island here? I don't really respect guys who leave because there's other people ahead of them on the depth chart. I mean, it's your job to change the way the depth chart looks. You know, at the first sign of somebody being better than us, at the first sign of, rocky waves, we all leave nowadays. Or, you know, the young people in America, they're leaving nowadays. And I would love somebody that said, no, you know what? I love it at Clemson. I want to be here at Clemson. ETN is great, and I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to do my thing. You know, Tom Brady didn't transfer from Michigan because Drew Henson was the it kid ahead of them on the draft board. That hunger, that slight made him who he is today. He earned that. He didn't leave. And I wish guys like Tavian Feaster would do the same. Folks, this is the very best show in all of television when it comes to sports. It's the very best, and you know it right away. They make fun of television and the seriousness of television. And that, of course, is Inside the NBA on TNT. Ernie Johnson, Kenny Smith, Shaquille O'Neal, Charles Barkley. 5 minutes. No other network can touch the NBA show that these guys put on. All right? Here's 26 seconds from the other night that proves my point.
If he can stay healthy, Jeremy, the verdict's still out on that. But I get sick of these guys complaining. These young guys, they never call us and say, when I brag about him and Ben Simmons a few years ago, said they're going to be the future of the NBA, he didn't call me. Hey, Charles, thanks for the kind words. But listen, I'm going to criticize guys that they deserve it. And listen, they can kiss my ass if they don't like it.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
So,
so you had Ernie Johnson saying to Charles, hey, it's Mother's Day. You shouldn't be saying things like that on Mother's Day. And then Shaq just loses it, and he's having conniptions for like half an hour. He can't stop laughing at that. That kind of back and forth is what makes them, is what makes that show the best show in all of sports television. It is truly fantastic.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.